Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
My name's Ariane Ketchatorians. I'm a project manager at Affinity Bridge in Vancouver, Canada, and I'm an admin of the Vancouver user group and of the Drupal Chicks group. So the Drupal Chicks is a group for women in Drupal, and I think it started prior to the Boston DrupalCon 2 years ago. Angie started the group just mainly as a way to organize and allow people to sort of find each other more easily. And it's grown quite a bit since then. I think at that original BOF, we probably had about 25 people. And I think we were up past 100 today. So there's been quite a bit of growth. The BOF today, it was a little bit more difficult because there were so many people there, but we did some rounds asking what everyone did in the community. There's actually mostly developers. A lot of freelancers were there, some designers and project managers. Almost everyone was self-taught or had not had training in computer science formally. Most of them were from North America. And then we just opened the floor for a few sort of discussion points. There was a bit of discussion about, I guess, being more confident and how to deal with male coworkers who might not necessarily assume that you know as much as you do up front. And then we also talked a bit about IRC usage and some people's experiences sort of having hostile first experiences on IRC. And then we talked a bit about like how to deal with that, so seeking out, you know, other people that you know already, and also just how to get more Drupal karma by offering to do patch reviews and stuff like that, so that people know your username when you go on there, and that it's not that a lot of the bad experiences people have on RC or in their work environments aren't always due to gender. Like, we may correlate it, but it's not always the actual reason. Like, some people just, you know, have bad social skills or whatever, and might not be so much that you're female, but that, you know, that you're new to the community, or that your confidence isn't that high. So the way that you approach asking people questions kind of sets you up for having a certain kind of response.
What were some of the other sort of big topics, you know, that are pain points that you're seeing within the community of women in Drupal, women in open source, and, you know, Drupal chicks?
Well, I think a lot of the women still, especially people who are new to the community, still tend to kind of perceive the community as being male-dominated, even though we have a really like good percentage of women comparatively to other open source projects. But, you know, a lot of the core developers are male, and I think it's just more, I think a lot of it's more of a mindset of feeling intimidated. Personally, I've, you know, had nothing but great experiences from everybody in the community, and like people like Chicks have been great, like helping me out and mentoring me, and, you know, even when I virtually knew nothing, like I still don't really consider myself a developer, but when I started learning how to do patch reviews and stuff like that, I mean, I just asked if anyone could help, and Chicks just stepped right up, and, you know, he's also a great proponent for getting more women involved. And, you know, if there is anything shady going on in IRC, like, you know, all the people who hang out on there frequently, they really do a great work sort of keeping up community standards, and, you know, they don't stand up for any sort of sexist comments, racist comments, anything like that. And I think it sets a great tone having top community leaders showing no tolerance for that sort of behavior.
Yeah, and I guess Drupal being a large community, and with, you know, it's not sort of immune to other issues that larger culture of the United States dealing with, like such as sexism, other issues like that. How does that come about in the Drupal community, and how is sort of the approach for whenever it does come up?
Well, Like, I haven't personally experienced a ton of this. I've definitely witnessed other people having sort of gender-based difficulties. But for the most part, I've found the Drupal community to be great and, you know, not really problematic that way. Though people have a lot more specific issues within their own communities or their own workplaces. So part of the Drupal chicks, we don't really have a mandate, but I guess part of its reason for existing is it provides a place for people to come and talk about those sorts of things and get support from their peers and people who have been through those experiences before. So, I mean, part of it is also like having support, you know, if you're trying to make a career change or you feel like you're not getting respect in your workplace or things like that, then the RC channel and the group have been like a really great resource for people to come and ask for advice and get more help negotiating like a tech workplace environment from other women who've experienced these sorts of things.
It's sort of an uncomfortable topic in the sense of like when it does come up, no one really wants to sort of deal with it on both ends really. But if it does come up, what's sort of the action points that you as a group were sort of like recommending? What's sort of the takeaway from that?
Well, I think when it's sort of workplace issues, all that we can really do is just provide support and make suggestions of how to, you know, resolve things. But when it's issues within the Drupal community, if it's a really personal issue, like we always just try and support people with like suggestions of how to resolve stuff on their own. If that's not possible, if it's an issue within like a local user group, then it might be something like talking to the group admins, or if things really can't be resolved that way, then as much as there's a hierarchy of people in the Drupal community, like if there's something going on in IRC, obviously there's a bunch of channel ops who can deal with issues like that. And it gets tricky when it's something really serious because there isn't a real sort of person at the top that you can take these sorts of things to, because it is really, you know, a duocracy kind of structure and nobody's obligated to deal with these sorts of issues. But we've been trying to sort of set up guidelines for IRC that we can refer people back to. And for the most part, it's just people needing to sort of defend each other. I mean, like, there's a lot of great people around all the time on IRC, so it's more of a matter of, you know, just making sure that if anything comes up that you're not comfortable with, or in your local user groups, if something's happening, like, it's really important that supporters, you know, like, there's most guys are totally not going to do anything like that, and it's important for them to, you know, stand up and be good representatives in front of their peers.
And so at DrupalCon, it's a chance for everybody to sort of get together and meet face-to-face and do a little bit of bonding. And it seemed like there was certainly that feel of the Drupal chicks, birds of a feather. So maybe talk about that experience over the last couple of years of being able to meet the other people in the community face-to-face and how it sort of congealed, you know, offline once you leave from here.
Yeah, I mean, a big part of the Drupal chicks, like all the conflicts and stuff, that only comes up, you know, maybe a couple times a year. Like, that's not really the purpose of it. It's just the one venue that really can be used to deal with that. But for the most part, it's like a social group and, you know, just support for dealing with technical problems and stuff like that. And especially the people who were at the BOF 2 years ago in Boston, it's really interesting because, I mean, that was a really great session and the people who were there really bonded a lot, and they've become some of the biggest female core contributors. So it's fantastic to see that. I mean, like Catherine Senzi was there, and JC, who's now been like doing all this theming stuff, and Angie obviously. So just meeting the other women there, and then we've stayed in touch since through GDO and through RC and now with Twitter and everything. So it's great, you know, catching up with everyone in person once a year. And it's nice having a bit of FaceTime because it gives that space to have a bit more sort of broader discussion about, you know, what should the purpose of this group be. I mean, Angie and I talked ages ago about, you know, should we even have an IRC channel, because we don't want to end up segregating ourselves either. Like, we just want to be sort of a place for support and a place to connect with each other, but we don't want it to be like a sub group really of Drupal. Like, we want it more to be a way to initiate people into the larger community. But yeah, it's a really great way to keep in touch with everyone who's, you know, comes to all the big cons and have been doing a lot of great work in the community.
And finally, maybe you could talk about, like, you know, if people weren't at this session, where could they go, and what, if anything, is sort of on the horizon for what the Drupal chicks are going to be doing together?
So the main ways we keep in touch the rest of the year are on IRC and the Drupal Chicks channel, and on GDO/DrupalChicks. And then I know some of the local user groups who are bigger groups have been having local Drupal Chicks meetups. We haven't done any of those in Vancouver yet. And I think there's been boffs at some of the camps and stuff like that. We don't have a really big direction. Like, it's a pretty loosely organized group. So we've talked occasionally about doing more formal mentoring and things like that, but for the most part we've just kept it a pretty loosely organized thing and just trying to mention it to other people we meet at conferences so that they know that there's that resource there for them.
Okay, well, great, thanks.